Summer Breakfast.
Welcome back or to Summer Breakfast on SEN, whichever category you fit into. Either way, wonderful to have you on board and great to have your company this morning. Sam Hargraves in for Sam Edmonds. Simon O'Donnell, of course, is all present and accounted for, as he has been for the whole of summer. He's been the soundtrack to your summer.
Scoot, tiring. Tiring.
A little bit crotchety.
We started again in June and the boys started their Christmas break. June they started, didn't they? Or was
I think,
it July?
I think a little bit after that.
Come to a month or two where you're on, you know, fill in for brekkie.
Mm.
Been here for 6 months.
You haven't been here for six months. Well, Gary and Tim are back on Tuesday.
I'm going to go and watch some cricket. That's what I do. I'm going to go on Friday and watch some cricket at the MCG.
Well, Emmanuel C in action because you'll be leading the Vics out. And we're still trying to get a number on how many all-rounders of Captain Victoria because you did it. To great aplomb, a Shield title under your reign. So no pressure
like
on our next...
some good stock, this bloke, and can play.
Absolutely does and absolutely can. With Pete Hanscom being part of Australia's squad over on the tour of India, Will Sutherland was announced yesterday as Victoria's stand-in skipper. The Sheffield Shield season resumes on Thursday. The BBL is done and dusted, needing to get a wriggle on just the one win from the six games so far. But it's been a tight season and finals still absolutely on the table. Will Sutherland has been good enough to jump on the line. Hello, mate.
Morning, gents. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations to you. The man sitting across from me as Captain Victoria, as I mentioned, and there's some great names that have been able to do that as well as his. What kind of honour is it for you, and how does it feel to have your name alongside those, like Simon O'Donnell?
Yeah, massive honour. I remember the Shield anniversary they had a couple of seasons ago and seeing them all roll out and how much it meant to them. And obviously, Sod being captain, pretty amazing. And obviously some of the names that have captained Victoria, even our current Pete Hanscom and Cam White, Bill Laurie, just to name a few. So obviously it means so much and... really excited to lead the boys.
Well done, Skip.
Thanks, Simon. Appreciate it.
It's fantastic to read about it, hear about it. I look forward to watching it evolve on Thursday at the MCG. Well, the names in the side, you've got a few fresh faces. I know with Pete being away and Glenn Maxwell, being injured, that... it seems to be some new faces there, which I assume from your point of view is a lovely challenge going into the second half of the year where you you need to have fresh legs and get some points on the board.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a different look in the side, but at the same time, very exciting. And I think there's sort of nothing to lose for the team at the moment. And we're definitely, we're on a bit of a journey at the moment. We've got obviously a very young team and, this team's probably going to be the one that's going to take us forward for the next two or three years. So great opportunity now to start to build some momentum and win a few games, hopefully surprise a few teams. And, who knows, in a few years' time, we'll hopefully be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, how do you go about a week leading into a game like this as a new captain? Is it business as usual, or do you intend to get around and say g'day to a few guys and see what they expect or what they want?
Yeah, I reckon I might sort of tell the boys just what to expect, my captaincy style. But Scotty Boland gave me some great advice. He said, just focus on your batting and bowling and the leadership will take care of itself. So I think if I can continue to sort of contribute and perform, that's sort of all I really need to do, to be honest, and hopefully the boys can follow and come with me in that sense.
Well, you're only early on in your career, still at 23 years of age. I think it's around 26 first-class games, but you're equal third highest wicket taker this season. You've had your maiden century. It wouldn't have been that long ago, would it, that you were just trying to make sure that you keep your spot in the side, let alone captain it. So has this all come as a bit of a surprise to you? How far out were you made aware that it was a possibility?
I suppose you never expect this sort of stuff to happen. So, it has turned around quickly, but that's definitely the game as well. So it does go, big ups and downs, and try not to ride the roller coaster too much and, stay as level as possible. But, at the same time, it's really exciting and, very happy. I got told the news probably a couple of weeks ago that I was a possibility to be captain, and something that obviously jumped at and really excited to do. So hopefully we can have some success over the next few weeks.
It's always an interesting journey when a young fella starts playing first class cricket, and you also you were very popular from a football point of view. Has there ever been a regret in your mind that, I wonder if I put my effort into playing a bit of footy? Have you always been happy with the decision you made?
Yeah, definitely. I've really enjoyed the last few years. And, I think potentially starting to justify the decision more recently. But, the reason I made the decision was just pure enjoyment and love for the game. Won over footy and, that's definitely come to fruition over the last few years. So I'm loving my cricket, and I hope it stays that way as long as possible.
Sam mentioned the improvement and where you've got to this year, in particular with your bowling and your first-class century. The improvement this year, why?
I think I've taken a focus to my mental game a lot more. Obviously, such a mental game, cricket. So try to nail that down and keep things nice and simple with the bat and, just a couple of technical cues with the ball and, try and think my way through it apart from that, without overthinking it. So, nice to have contributed a few times this season.
And speaking of meteoric rises, one of the guys that's one of the three Vics over in India at the moment with the squad alongside Pete Hanscom, who I'm rapt to see that still being the leading shield run scorer means something and gets selection. And Scotty Boland, of course, who's everyone's favourite cricketer now. Todd Murphy. I mean, this is just an extraordinary story, Will, that what he's been able to do in just a couple or just a handful of shield games. I think he was 7 wickets in 2 games last year, and he's right up on the table somewhere around 13 or 14 in a few games this year. How do we explain the phenomenon that is Todd Murphy?
Yeah, he's unbelievable player, obviously. Just doesn't miss with the ball. He's so accurate and being able to take wickets on pretty mundane surfaces. So, super proud of him. And he's a great bloke, which obviously works in his favour as well. So no surprise that he's got to where he's gotten, and hopefully he can take it further and maybe debut over there. Who knows?
What's Queensland going to throw at you, Will?
They've got a pretty strong bowling attack with Nestor and Stecky missing that Indian tour. So we might have to go in pretty batter heavy, and I think that'll be the key. If we can get a decent score on the board, then we'll back our bowlers to do the rest. But, those two will certainly throw some challenges. They bowled us out for not too many in Queensland a few months ago, so we'll be looking to certainly turn that around.
Mate, you're only a couple of days out from that game at the MCG. So this week, do you keep training at the cricket centre at the Junction, or when do you move into the MCG?
Yeah, today we'll move into the G, so luckily we'll get a couple of days there, which is always nice to be the G as many days as possible and start to soak that up.
Well, mate, fantastic to hear of the appointment, now see the appointment. It's a great accolade and pat on the back for you, particularly with a young fella making his way in the game for your future with Victorian cricket and for Australian cricket, for that matter. So well done to you. Good luck Thursday. And obviously, continuing good form from then on.
Thanks a lot, Simon. Cheers, Sam. Thanks, guys.
New Victorian
captain, Will Sutherland.
Nice. Good fellow.
You are just getting into some hosting areas there. Wrapping up. I didn't know. I had a couple more questions I wouldn't have minded asking. But you made the call to pull the pin. And
bring him back.
Yeah.
Seriously, I looked at him. He gave me nothing.
All this talk of captaincy.
Feeding him like a possum. You just put sitting up on a power pole. You just looked at me as if, huh?
Well, you
have nothing.
Did you? I'll hold a mirror up to that vacant expression you threw my way. What was I supposed to read from that? Were we playing poker? Were we? Was I supposed to guess?
Meant to be hosting the show.
Signals.
To do everything.
Signals.
You're on your phone. You're sending texts.
I'm not. I am not, and there's video evidence to prove that I am not doing those things. No, fantastic to chat to Will Sutherland. And were you happy with the appointment?
Yes.
Did you have in your mind, was it him for you, or was there someone else you thought, I think that would have been the right choice?
He's a ripper.
Yeah.
He's a very competitive beast. looks after himself, prepares himself really well, and you know he's growing as a cricketer now. You know, put some of that leadership skill and responsibility on his shoulders, I think he'll even become better.
Now, Aaron, Aaron Hardy has been the boom all-rounder coming out of the Big Bash, but Will Sutherland had a really good year, took wickets, made runs, over 200 of them. In the pecking order of Australian all-rounders at the moment, Cam Green, obviously the incumbent, have you got a handful of names for us to make sure that we're keeping our eye on?
Oh, he's one of them. Will's one of them. And Will's had a really good year, so you know the Australian selectors. He'll be in a file saying to be watched, and that's the level he's at. So he's not far away. You know, if something goes awry with a bowler or two, you know Will Sutherland's he's there and thereabouts to take a spot. So which is great, fantastic. So he's developed, and you know he's made a big call. He was a wonderful footballer. I remember seeing him as a schoolboy footballer, and just his build and the way he moved. It's the sort of athlete he is. We saw that in the Big Bash. Some of the catches he took in the Big Bash just shows you the sort of athlete he is. So he's got a lot of things going for him, Will.
One of the questions we could have asked him before you gave him the lemon and sass was, when was the last time he had a little knock on the door from an AFL club to say, any want to come back? Maybe a Category B rookie style setup?
You don't like my hosting. I thought the interview had gone far enough.
Fair enough. I defer to your seniority.
Oh, you're now calling me an old bloke, are you? You're now saying I'm past my best.
Not at all, but gee, you're very sensitive about that. We've picked up on something there.
Gee whiz.
Trying to pay respects. I've always been taught respect your elders.
Oh, seriously, we got a break or something?
Age before beauty. That one as well.
Oh, it's time.
SEM Breakfast with the Kogan Money Credit Card.
You survived,
full of value. Oh, look, there was a few that wanted me gone, but I was telling that story before 7, so I've done well to get this far. Let's do this.
Actually, have you got any other self-promos coming up before 9? Like, you've done...
No, I've learnt my lesson.
You've done golf. Is there anything else? Any other, you know, sporting equipment you want to promote? That, you know, you're a bit like Sammy Edmonds. Sammy Edmonds paid for nothing. He's a cyclist of note. And has not paid for a thing, hasn't paid for any Lycras, never paid for a tube, never paid for a tyre, never paid for a bike.
Probably never pays for any food when they go to a cafe and take over the outside area in their Lycra and just get one coffee for 3 hours.
That's when you want to have a blue heeler dog around a few of those bike weights.
Don't pay Rego for the road.
He'll come belting in here in a minute. Don't worry about that. He'll probably ride his bike through the window.
All these bike lanes, yet they're still taking up two lanes. There we go. Hey, let's do this.